Mark A. Simon Says on Twitter, Sports Info Solutions. And Mark, great to have you with us today. I've got the book. I'm holding it. The Fielding Bible is out, and it is outstanding. I kid you not. I love it. There's so much information in it. Congratulations on the book.
Thanks. You like the cover photo of Matt Chapman kind of in that position where he's going to have to, I don't know how he can stand like that for as long as he is. He's kind of spread out to his quote was, I have to be ready for the hardest hit ball possible, and I have to be able to move in either direction to do it. So that's why we have this cool kind of unique photo of Chapman on the cover of the book.
I would say this about statistics, and, you know, I always think fielding average or putouts and assists. There must be 1,000 different fielding numbers that you can come up with, and they're all in the book. I'll tell you, the book reminded me of Bill James in the 80s. That's how revolutionary it felt like as I thumbed through it with all the information about defensive statistics. Tell us a little bit about this book and what's in there, because I think, honestly, it's an easy read. There's a lot of numbers, so you don't have to be a math genius. They're easy even for me to read. But tell us a little bit about what's in there so people can understand this.
So this is the fifth volume, and in each of the four volumes, we've introduced new innovations to try to make things, I guess, interesting and to kind of move the discussion forward along the lines of discussing defense. For this one, we revised our statistics to improve our infield defense numbers to make them more inclusive of performance and defensive shifts and more inclusive of performance instead of where are you on the field and did you happen to be in the right spot. So we separate those things out. That's the statistical aspect of the book. The other aspect of the book is we talked to 5 different players, including Kevin Pooley during the season, and Ozzie Smith, the Hall of Famer, the all-time, arguably the best defensive shortstop of all time. And then each team is written up with an essay of about 2 pages, just a very simple kind of, here are the things that are interesting about your team's defensive performance in the past, the players on your team, and here's some things to know about your guys in the future. So if you're a Dodgers fan and you want to know more about Mookie Betts' defense, you can do that. If you're a Giants fan and you want to know where Posey and Crawford and Belt and all those guys stand, you can see that. If you're an Angels fan, you want to know why Mike Trout does it great as well as most center fielders, we explain that. So there's lots of explanations. We do try to keep it fairly simple. And there are some more complicated articles for those people that are into the mathematics of it that delve into those numbers. Co-authors on the book, John DeWan, the owner of the company, longtime statistician, and Brian Reif, one of our computer people here. They both did a good job as well. I wrote a lot. I wrote all the team essays but 2. And I know you might say, well, would I really find this book interesting? But I think what you said is right, that like the Bill James kind of book, this is that kind of book. And if you like those kinds of books, I think you'll like this one.
Yeah, how does one get it?
Accessports.com is one place to go that's direct from the publisher. You can purchase it there. You can also go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. It should be available there right now. Might be a couple bucks cheaper there, not sure. But you can get it fairly easily. It should be in bookstores as well. It doesn't have a large print run, but you should be able to find it somewhere.
All right. And I'll talk to David up at the Book Tree in Montclair. It'd be nice for folks up there to have a shot at getting it. It was one thing I'm reading about the Giants. Mark A. Simon Says joins us, Sports Info Solutions, talking about the Fielding Bible, about Brandon Belt being one of the best in baseball on balls hit to his left. Now, it surprised me because I don't think there's a first baseman in baseball who plays further off the line than Brandon Belt. How does he get back to get a ball like that?
Yeah, I think that the reason that they're playing him off the line is because there's a lot more stuff that's hit probably to his right than to his left. But I would guess he has pretty good quickness and anticipation and is able to adjust back if he needs. And sometimes, too, you have to remember, like, if he's playing way off the bag, to his left could just be, it could be more routine than a ball that's hit sharply down the first base line. There actually aren't necessarily that many of those balls. But he's good. He's very good, as you said, at going to his left. He's good typically at playing first base overall. His defensive numbers tend to stand out for the Giants.
Brandon Crawford. Posey, of course, as a catcher, we always think of him as a very good defensive catcher, and you do explain his pros and cons in the book. But Crawford, really, it's sort of an eye-opener for sort of defensive runs saved, defensive runs given up, and great plays versus plays he didn't make, and all those kinds of interesting comparisons. There's a lot on Brandon Crawford you can tell us about.
Yeah, and also I will supplement that by saying you should read Andrew Baggerly's article in The Athletic this week where he talked to Brandon about this. I think he's lost a step. I think the injuries that he suffered the past couple of years have taken him down. He was a guy that was a gold glove type guy that would save 20-something runs a year, that could make plays going up the middle very easily. He's lost that, and I guess he's trying now to get it back, and that's what the article talked about. But I think that's tough. Gabe Kapler said it is possible to do that at 33 to get it back. I'm less confident than he is. I wouldn't rule it out, but he's got to do that. And then there's the issue of double plays. Like when he was with Panic, double plays for the Giants were turned at a very high rate. Last year, there was a bit of a drop-off, and I think that they have to work things out between him and whoever the second baseman is, whether it's Dubon or Yomer Sanchez or Flores or whoever, that they've got to be quick on those because those you're giving up outs if you don't get double plays, and you're giving up bases, and you're giving teams extra chances to score. So you got to be careful with that.
Well, he's got a gold glove at second base, and Sanchez, if Sanchez is the second baseman, I know they don't like to carry a guy who hits 240 or 230, but it would be interesting for me, and I've said it on the show, to see Crawford and Sanchez turning those double plays. So we'll see what it turns out. But the Crawford number's not good, and you do explain it very well in the Fielding Bible. One last thought for you. The best defender in the National League, who's the best defender in the National League?
I think a lot of people would probably say Nolan Arenado of the Rockies at third base, and I think that becomes evident when you watch him. If you look at it from a numbers perspective, last year, Javi Baez and Paul DeJong tied for the most runs saved at shortstop, 26. I think you would say that Baez is flashier. DeJong's fairly consistent. I don't think you would necessarily put DeJong up there, but I think Baez is a good answer. Colton Wong could be a good answer among infielders. You go to the outfield, and you certainly talk probably about Lorenzo Cain and Cody Bellinger. And Cody Bellinger could win a Gold Glove at a couple of different spots. By the way, I do want to mention the numbers that we've updated our numbers. They're available at Fangraphs.com if you're a regular bet site, and also at our website, FieldingBible.com, if people want to check it out.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I just picked it up. I got it when I got home last night after the game. It was waiting for me. But it's got that Bill James quality where, you know, those little tidbits of things. And one that I saw that the percentage of singles hit up the middle has dropped dramatically in 10 years, which we can understand because there's always a guy standing up the middle. So that's that one little tidbit I saw.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that. It used to be 70% chance if you hit the ball off the middle, it was a base hit. Now that's dropped to 58% when you're straight up, 34% in a shift. So the base hit off the middle is becoming extinct. And I'm glad you said that about the tidbits and things like that, because that was a big goal of mine when we were putting the book together, talking about it with my colleagues.
Yeah, I like it. Mark, thanks so much for being on today. The Fielding Bible, it's a good one. And as I said, there's little things even for anybody. You don't have to be a math major to understand that it's very well explained. So appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. ActiveSports.com for anyone looking.
All right. Thank you. All right. That is Mark A. Simon Says. And Raph will archive that interview in case you missed some of the places to get the book.